Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Coming up, I have an interview with Paul Saville from the Isle of Wight Citizens Advice. Hello, and I'm today speaking to Paul Saville from the Isle of Wight Citizens Advice. Now, Paul, you're going to talk to us today about Help Through Crisis, one of your projects.
Yes, hello, Kitty. Yeah, as I explained last week, we've got various projects working at the charity, and one of those is called Help Through Crisis. That was originally set up with money that we got from the big lottery and also match funded by money from the Isle of Wight Council, and that was to help people who were completely desperate and found themselves in places where, you know, that money effectively had run out. And we know that can happen for all sorts of numerous reasons, but most frequent for us recently has been people waiting to get their universal credit, or something completely unexpected has come along, redundancies, etc. And of course, with the current crisis, that seems to be affecting more and more people.
I know these are ever-changing times. What do you find at the moment has been the most predominant reason for people needing help through crisis?
So certainly in the last sort of 8 or 9 weeks, it's been around change in employment. So people have either lost their jobs or they found that their income has been reduced far more than they expected. And, you know, and we know about, as our previous Prime Minister talked about, the people that are just about managing the jams. You know, people are always that sort of one payslip away from disaster. It's very, very hard to plan when your budget is so tight, and it's hard to plan and have anything in place to cover those big jumps in your circumstances. So that's when Help Through Crisis can step in. It can just help and be a little bit of a bridge until your next benefit payment, your next universal credit payment, or your next payslip comes around.
So it's about people who are in genuine hardship.
Yes, inevitably, I've got a limited budget, so we have to check that what people are telling us is true. So you might be asked some questions about, you know, can we just check on when your last income came in? What do your bank accounts look like? So it's a bit of a means test, but we have to do that to prove that we're sending out the charity's money in the right place. But then hopefully we can help. It will be a combination of work we do with the food banks across the island. We can top that up with supermarket vouchers. And if people are struggling to sort out their fuel bills, so be it electricity or gas, we can help with that a little bit as well.
Gosh, that sounds like you're playing an absolutely vital role in these current times. So from the more positive point of view, how many people have you helped through crisis? Do you know?
Oh, I mean, on average, we get anything up to sort of 100 people applying a month. And you caught me on the hop with that. But I think last month, that's right. Last month, we had about 45 families. So obviously, every family is a lot more than one person. And that had risen up a lot in our normal work. And we were very lucky, actually, because as soon as the crisis came along, I asked the lottery if they could give us a little bit more money, because the project, unfortunately, was coming to an end. And the lottery gave us another 3 months funding. So we've been able to see that through until September now. And hopefully now we're just waiting for confirmation that the Isle of Wight Council and the Clinical Commissioning Group, who are part of the NHS, will also keep that project going, hopefully until the end of the financial year. So I think everyone accepts that these are hard times and that this is a proper net, you know, right at the bottom of the sort of welfare system, just catching those people that have fallen through that net.
Yes.
And it's, as you say, it's crucial at this time.
So you've been doing a fantastic job with so many people, Paul. How can people find out more about the Help Through Crisis project?
So the best way is to look at the islehelp.me website, so islehelp.me website. And on the very first page, you'll see a big red button on the bottom that says, I can't afford food or fuel. Press that and it gives you all the advice and options that you need.
That's wonderful. And could you tell us again the phone number for Isle of Wight Citizens Advice?
Yes. So that number will take you through to an advisor who can work out all the help you might need, and they can put you through to Help Through Crisis if needed. And that number is 03444 111 444.
Thank you so much, Paul, for speaking to us today. Please say hello to your lovely dog for me as well. Thank you so much.
He just got in at the end, didn't he?
He did. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.